So how do you create focus on demand? I mean, how do you really create that focus that you need when you really need it most? You know, often our days are filled with distractions, delays, interruptions, clutter, confusion, and overwhelm. And it's not even 10 o'clock in the morning. If that describes your typical work day, then I'm going to try to change that today. You know, right out of college, I entered the teaching profession, and I was a high school teacher and basketball coach. And if you've ever been a teacher, then you know the daily struggle of always being on. I mean, you always have an audience and you have to be prepared. You know, most speakers have the opportunity to spend hours preparing for a 30-minute talk. Well, teachers have 30 minutes of prep for 8 hours of talk time. It's exactly the opposite. Well, when I was teaching, I had a one prep hour toward the end of the day. That 1 hour was the time for me to get everything done. I mean, I needed to be able to call up focus on demand if I was going to stay on top of everything that I had to do for the next day and over the next week. And that's no easy task. It was interesting because during that time, some teachers saw their 1 hour prep time as their break time. You know, they would spend it in the teacher's lounge, or why not walk over to another teacher's room and chat with them for the hour. But I wasn't interested in taking my work home, so I really coveted that 1 hour a day, and I gave extremely high value to it. Well, the way you create focus on demand is to take charge of your schedule, like I did when I was teaching. I mean, you have to own it. And that's what I want to focus on today. I want to share with you kind of 4 proven ways that you can get that focus on demand when you need it most. So the first way you create focus on demand is a principle. It's a principle that I have been using for the last couple years, and it's a profound principle, and that's this: work for yourself first. Now, this really applies if you're trying to build a side business, a side hustle, and you just can't find the time that you need to work on your side business. But this can also work well if you apply the same principles to your current job and what you're doing on an everyday basis. So basically, the idea of work for yourself first is to carve out time first thing in the morning for getting your most important work done. Because often what happens is we do reactive work first, and we don't get to that creative work. Now, creative work for you could be, depending on the type of job responsibilities you have, it could be writing, could be researching, it could be working in spreadsheets, could be working on a speech. I don't know what that is for you, but when you work for yourself first, you choose to do creative work first. And that requires for you to carve out time. Now, for me, it was to start blogging and to create an online business. And I had to decide that it was going to be from 5 to 7 a.m. every single morning. That I didn't have people trying to call me or text me or interrupting me during that time. That was 2 hours of uninterrupted time where I was able to get my most important work done. So use that principle. Again, if it's a side hustle, it's the idea of work for yourself first. Work for yourself first thing in the morning before you give your time to your employer. Or if it's in your current job, it's do creative work first. Maybe it's you slipping into the office 5 to 7 a.m. in the morning and really getting that work done. That enables you to free you up so you're not so frustrated with not moving your projects forward. And then another one, number 2, is to establish regular focus sessions. Now, by establishing these regular focus sessions, what I mean by that is to actually put them on your calendar. You know, for me, I try to place at least 3 to 4 focus sessions on my calendar each and every week. In fact, I really like to prefer to place them in the mornings, because having them in the mornings allows me to get to them first thing, because I find the afternoons, my energy is at an all-time low, my willpower is at an all-time low, and like I've shared with you before on this podcast, it's much like that cell phone battery. I mean, when you get your day started, for most of us, we have the most energy and the most opportunity to focus first thing in the morning before our battery, our energy begins to wane or to move from green to red. And then I would say another principle, if you want to create focus on demand, is to reach your flow state with some music. Now, when you're in your actual focus sessions, what can help is for you to listen to certain types of music that helps you to get deeply into your work. There's a great website that I love to use called focusatwill.com, and I use this while working. It's actually backed up by science, and there's all different kind of styles for the different kind of focus that you need, whether it's more upbeat and energetic, or it's more melancholy and retrospective, thinking about, contemplating, maybe for writing. It could be a good type of music for you. But you can go there and check it out. And what I love about it is, and this kind of gets me to the last recommendation I have for creating focus on demand, and that is to simply set a timer. I can't tell you how much that has helped me to just get going on things. We tend to procrastinate on things because we look at the enormity of the task. We look at, man, this could take me all day, or this could take several days. I don't know if I'm up for this. And we get stuck on the enormity of the project instead of just focusing on how much could I get done in the next 60 minutes. And another reason why I love to use that focusatwill.com is because it has a timer, and the timer is for 60 minutes. And it reminds me, since I work from home and since I get deeply into the work that I'm doing, it reminds me to get out of the office, the home office, and go for a walk or get up and move around every 60 minutes. But when I'm intensely in that focus session, I know it's going to be for a period of time. And I'm a competitive guy, so I enjoy really trying to see how much I can get done in that 60-minute time. And it's amazing how you can get to that flow state and get a lot of work done if you follow these principles. So for you, maybe it is starting with one of these principles and then stacking them one on top of the other. All four of these can work great together. But the whole goal of creating focus on demand is that you have to own it. I mean, you have to take charge of your schedule. If you don't take charge of your schedule, other people will fill it up with their own agendas. So you have to set your schedule first. This podcast was brought to you by the EverFocus system for creatives. It's a simple time management system you can use with Evernote. It's ideal for creative professions such as bloggers, writers, teachers, pastors, speakers, and entrepreneurs. To check out the entire course or to join, just go to jonathanmilligan.com.